first step to think about when selecting EBPs for students is to determine what skill or behavior you would most like to target. In the module, there is a table that lists EBPs that have been proven to help strengthen those outcome areas. So using that table is a great place to start. From the list of the 27 EBPs, determine which EBPs best match that skill area or target area. Once you have some ideas of what EBPs might be most beneficial, then really start to think about the students. What do you know about the student? How old are they? What evidence-based practices or any practices have already been used with that student? What does a student typically respond to? That can help you determine a starting point. And then think about, what do you know about the staff? What type of expertise does the staff have? What type of training have the staff already received that might be beneficial in learning or implementing an additional evidence-based practice? And then the last thing to consider is, what resources do you have? What's available that can help you facilitate the implementation of that evidence-based practice? If you want to implement the picture exchange communication system and you have staff that's been trained, do you have some materials, a computer, a printer, a software that can allow you to easily make materials that you need to implement that evidence-based practice? So following those steps can really help you choose what evidence-based practice is best for an individual student.